News. Blind veteran set to climb Ben Nevis at 87. A National Service veteran will attempt to climb the highest mountain in the British Isles at the age of 87. John from Buckinghamshire is set to take on the challenge on the 27th of June to raise money for our charity, which has supported him since he lost his sight. John says, "It would be wonderful to reach the top of Ben Nevis. I'd be proving that age and sight loss are not a barrier to any challenge you set your mind on." John credits his 16-year-old granddaughter Lily as being his inspiration to climb Ben Nevis. Lily is hoping to follow in John's military footsteps and join the Army Medical Corps later this year. John says, "I've been supporting Lily with her fitness training. We've been going out walking together, and I've been teaching her exercises to build her core strength. As a result, I came up with the idea of setting myself a challenge." Lily says, "I want to be a combat medic. My granddad has been supporting me to really follow what I want to do, which has been amazing. It makes me very proud to think I'll be following in his footsteps and excited from all his stories about his time in the Army." John completed national service in the Army with the Royal Engineers as a sapper between 1958 and 1960, and then enlisted part-time with the National Service to serve on call for another 3 years. He was registered sight impaired in 2019 with age-related macular degeneration and started to receive our support 4 years ago. You can support John's effort through his Just Giving page at www.justgiving.com/page/John Banfield, and that's Banfield. Simon publishes his latest book. Simon Mahoney is a passionate advocate, author, and community leader whose work spans local, regional, and national organisations connected to sight loss and accessibility. In recognition of his remarkable resilience and achievement, Simon recently received a Founders Day Award for Life Beyond Sight Loss, the highest honour awarded by Blind Veterans UK. The award celebrates veterans who have demonstrated exceptional determination in adapting to life after sight loss, and Simon's story exemplifies exactly that. Already a published author of numerous books, Simon is now releasing his latest work, Magic in the Mess, or How Not Can't, in which he challenges assumptions about disability and asks readers to reflect on how labels shape identity and opportunity. Do we feel empowered or disempowered by the word disability? Are we truly disabled, or do we simply have altered abilities that require different understanding? Drawing on nearly a decade of lived experience of sight loss, Simon explores the fear and denial that still exist within the field of sight impairment and altered abilities more broadly. His book calls for a shift in mindset, one that prioritises proactive, holistic rehabilitation and encourages service providers to work alongside individuals and their families in ways that enable rather than disable. At its heart, Magic in the Mess is a hopeful and empowering message. Simon invites readers to consider a simple but transformative question. What if, instead of focusing on can't, we choose to ask how? Whatever our altered ability, he reminds us, that choice remains ours. You can purchase Simon's latest book at www.wingingitblind.com. And that's all one word, wingingitblind.com.